USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The district attorney in Atlanta has announced murder charges against a former police officer accused of killing a black man at a fast food drive-thru last Friday. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. said they interviewed witnesses and reviewed multiple videos. They found that Officer Garrett Rolfe shot Rayshard Brooks in the back while he was running away. Howard said, "That's not allowed unless you believe that person is trying to harm you." Rolfe is now charged with 11 counts, including murder.
And the possible sentences for a felony murder conviction would be life without parole, or the death penalty.
The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, is also facing charges. The DA said Brosnan is actually cooperating with them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Senate Republicans' police reform legislation includes better collection of data on police violence and more training of officers. Tim Scott of South Carolina.
I think this package speaks very clearly to the young person who's concerned when he's stopped by the law enforcement officers. We see you.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the proposal does not rise to the moment.
Perhaps the greatest flaw in the Republican proposal is that it is missing real, meaningful accountability for individual officers' misconduct.
President Trump is going ahead with Saturday's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, despite a request from the city's health director, Bruce Dart.
I recommend that it be postponed until it's safer, until the data tells us that it's not as large a concern to have people indoors in enclosed spaces with the threat of a COVID-19 transmission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. home construction rebounded in May after steep declines caused by coronavirus shutdowns. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Commerce Department says new homes were started at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 974,000 last month after steep declines in April and March. At 83,000 more starts than April, it amounts to a 4.3% month-to-month increase. But the increase was about 25,000 starts below the number that analysts had predicted. And despite record low mortgage rates, construction activity is still over 23% below last year's pace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Women who were sexually abused on the U.S. gymnastics team are asking, why did it take so long to press charges? USA's Tim Berg has more.
More than 120 victims of former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar say they want to see the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the case. Gymnast Maggie Nichols tells NBC's Today Show authorities didn't act quickly enough.
Just knowing that if someone would have reported it and made change right when it was reported, so many people would have been saved.
Nichols also says she has no regrets regarding speaking out.
That's something that kind of eases my mind a little bit, and on the tough days, just knowing that I did help other people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.